The day we were coming back, we were canoeing down one of the rivers. I think it was the Tipitini River, and we passed the Haradi tribe, who we weren't supposed to speak to or even wave at or look at, and they had their spears and they had their hunting equipment there, and so it was kind of a freaky moment, but they were in t-shirts and jeans. So it was kind of surprising. They weren't in their war paint. They weren't in their, what we Americans would think, their traditional clothes. So that was really, really interesting. And then probably the scariest moment of the trip was when we got off the canoe and we're getting all our equipment and waiting for our bus. And the bus wasn't there. And so our guide called the bus driver and he said that the Haradi were rebelling against the petroleum companies and that they had cut down a bunch of trees and blocked the road. And so he said that if the bus driver tried to make contact, or if we tried to make contact with the Haradi, that they'd probably spear us and kill us or something like that, or at least take all our things. But our guide, Mark Thurber, a worker with Walsh in Ecuador, told us that what the or told us that because oil is so important to the government and the economy, that many times like this, the government will send groups of men with rifles, and if the Haradi don't dissemble, that they'll just shoot them and kill them, and then move the trees off the road because oil is so important, and they've got to get the trucks and the pipelines fixed. That made me more aware of what's going on than anything else.